House come to order. Will the clerk read House Bill 450 in second reading?
House Bill Number 450 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to compensation for state employees and providing for an effective date. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 450 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, McKinnon, Wallace, H. Byrne, and Parker. The Committee on Finance is at House Bill 450 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 450 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Malone, Chairman, concurred in by Duncan, Guy, Greening, Malone, and Naughton, having no recommendation, Haugen. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
No objection. Objections noted. Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The committee substitute can easily be explained. I don't know if the members have copies of the committee substitute before them, but if they'll refer to page 2 of House Bill 450. You'll notice range 28F is blank. One change by the Finance Committee was filling that blank, placing $3,818 for range 28, step F. The other change by the committee was to add two new ranges to the bill, the upper end of the bill. There's a committee report, which I'd like to read on the committee substitute. The committee substitute alters the governor's proposed new pay scale for all state employees not otherwise covered by collective bargaining agreements by adding two additional ranges, range 29 and 30. Testimony from the Commissioner of Administration in support of the additional ranges convinced the committee of the desirability of establishing additional high-range positions to improve the state's competitive position in certain types of employment, that is, high-cost medical, scientific, or engineering types of positions. The ranges for range 29, reading the figures, step A, $32.95 a month, step B, $34.19 a month, step C, $35.46 a month, step D, $3,680 a month, step E, $38.18 a month, and step F, $39.61 in range 29. Range 30 would start out at $3,419 a month. In step B, it would be $35.46. Step C, $36.80. Step D, $38.18. Step E, $39.61. And step F, $4,110 a month. The administration, in the person of the Commissioner Administration, did appear before the Finance Committee and recommend the addition of the two new ranges. And the committee worked with the Commissioner Administration in developing the monthly pay scale for those two ranges. So that was adopted at the request of the administration, those two new ranges, and filling in the blank 28F step at 3818, and those are the only changes between the original bill as submitted by the governor and the House committee substitute.
Mr. Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, a question through the chair to the finance chairman. On page 3, where we talk about election districts, could the finance chairman explain their election districts, that the election district 7, it says pay step above basic salary schedule 1. Then district 8, it shows 0, and district 9, 2. What does that mean?
Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If the members would refer to the paragraph B here at the bottom of page 3, they would see that the election districts that we're talking about in this bill are the 1961 reapportionment election districts upon which the state's pay scale is step differential is currently based. and also a number of other area cost of living differentials that we have built into our laws. For instance, the state school foundation program under the legislation adopted this year is based on the 1961 election district. What this provides is an area differential for the state employees. There is a change in the pay scale in the area differential. The NANA has been adjusted into two steps, eight and nine, two categories, eight and nine above the steps above the regular pay scale. This is a recommendation to the administration that at NANA right now, the cost of living differential built in is too high, and that particular item was agreed to, at least in part, by state employees. It has been agreed to in the general government contract. So there's a reduction of the NANA duty station down to eight there. And this basically adjusts the cost of living differential under the state pay scale to bring it more nearly into line with actual cost of living differences, which is the intent of that section of the law.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Brown.
Yes, I'd like to inquire about the language in Section 6. Was that changed in the page 4 in the original bill? Was that changed in the committee substitute? I don't quite understand the termination date and the reference there. That may have been mentioned in passing while I was reading part of the bill. I don't know.
House of Standardese. Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Speaker. In answer to Mr. Brown's question, no, there's no change in the committee substitute in that section of the bill. As stated earlier, the changes referred to the pay scale itself. No other sections of the bill were tampered with.
Any other discussion? Question is, shall House Bill number 450 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Excuse me, we're on adoption of the committee substitute. Clerk, clear the roll. Question is, shall the committee substitute be adopted? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Committee substitute is adopted. Does the clerk have any amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 450 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
No objection. Committee substitute for House Bill 450 is advanced from second to third reading, placed on final passage. Would the clerk read the bill for the third and final time?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 450 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to compensation for state employees and providing for an effective date.
Bills before you for discussion and debate. Mr. Byrne.
Mr. Speaker, I've been voting no on these appropriations. We're certainly not opposed to increasing the employees and salaries, and we have the finances to do that, the state treasury. And I know that the cost of living has gone up very sharply, and that this is a need on the part of the employees. But I don't see where we will have the funds to meet all of these obligations that we're incurring here. And so far, nobody's demonstrated that the funds will be available for us. I want to call the attention of the House to a letter of legislative intent that was prepared by the Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Gray, on April 30th, in which he points out that the, he says that, I'll read this one short paragraph here, it is agreed by and between the parties that any provision of this agreement or contract requiring legislative action to permit its implementation by amendment of law or by providing additional funds, therefore, shall not become effective until the appropriate legislative body has given approval. In other words, any contracts, as I understand, between these various groups and the state really aren't valid until the legislature appropriates the money and thereby gives approval. saying is that it's the responsibility of the legislature to make the decision. I think the decision ought to be not to obligate the state for these additional funds until such time as we know that the state is going to have the money coming in. Once we do it, then a lot of the employees of the state are going to make obligations on their own part. They're going to make commitments of one type or another based upon their hopes that they will continue to receive that type of salary. If something happens and we're not able to fund these increases in salary in another year, then these employees are going to be damaged severely. I don't think that's a position we should put them in. I think we should wait until we are sure that the funds will be available and then take the action.
Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a comment on the state funding. I have my possession of, not here, but in my files, a recent letter from the governor stating that the total amount available for appropriation for FY76, $618 million. And all the legislation, including this legislation, enacted this year should be substantially below that figure. In addition, I point out that the pay raise bills that have been enacted by the House today, in one form or in another form, have all been submitted by the governor, the appropriations. In some cases, we've combined those appropriations. In some cases, we've reduced them to account for actual costs. But the legislation has been submitted by the governor. And according to the information that the governor has provided to us, is well within the state's capability for funding for FY76 and for FY75.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to briefly point out the failure to enact this legislation could result in severe inequity for several state employees. The people we're talking about here are the ones who are not covered by union contracts. I don't have all the figures, but I did check on the range 28 step E that was in 404. And the supervisory contract calls for $38.82 a month at that schedule. The general government contract is $33.76. The existing statute that 450 would propose to change was $31.21. So that provides a range, a spread of $700 a month between people supposedly doing the same type of work. House Bill 450 would provide a little more equity by setting this particular pay at $36.80, which is roughly halfway between the two union contracts that I quoted.
Mr. Malone.
One other comment on this question. I think all the members of the legislature are well aware that collective bargaining is a new area that the state's moving into, this state and other states. There are some problems connected with it. The principal one that's come to the attention of the Finance Committee is the scheduling of or lack of thereof, of the dates of the contracts. However, these are negotiated contracts, and sometimes they drag on in the negotiations. But I believe the result of failure to fund these contracts, also to provide House Bill 450 some sort of an equity increase for persons who are not otherwise covered, is going to result in a severe disruption in the Collective Bargaining Act, and perhaps in state services. My approach on it, and I think shared by most people in the legislature, is that we're going to need another year or so of seasoning on the collective bargaining before we're sure what has to be done. There may be some revisions to the law necessary, but I certainly am not in a position to recommend any right now, and I seriously doubt that anyone else is in a good position to do so either.
Any other discussion? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 450 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, clerk may close the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, 1 nay.
Mr.
Speaker,
Miller.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 450 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. Completes the daily calendar, brings us to unfinished business. Is there anything to come before the House unfinished business? Mr. Miller.
Speaker, may we be at ease?
House be at ease.
Ask unanimous consent, we revert to messages from the other House.
Without objection, we revert to messages from the other House.
Mr. Speaker, the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendment to Senate Bill number 407, Motor Vehicle Safety Responsibility Act, and respectfully requests that the House recede from its amendment.
House stand at ease a minute. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous, or I mean I will move, but not ask unanimous consent, that the House concur, that it recede from its amendments to House Bill 407, and I'll ask the members to vote no.
Question is, should the House recede from its amendments to House Bill 404, or Senate Bill 404? All those in favor?
No, it's 407.
Excuse me, I don't have the bill before me. 407? Should the House recede from its amendments to Senate Bill 407? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
House has failed to recede from its amendments to Senate Bill 407, and the clerk will so notify the Senate. Mr. Speckin.
Speaker, are we under unfinished business?
We're under unfinished business.
Speaker, a parliamentary inquiry as to the status of House Bill 208. Was that read in?
You're correct, Mr. Speckin. It's been read in. And we neglected to deal with it, and we were going to check with the Finance Committee, and I think it's been cleared at this time, so we'll probably act on it tomorrow.
Thank you.
Any more under unfinished business? Special orders. Anything to come before the House under special orders? Mr. Miller.
We didn't have further messages from the other House. Excuse me. Can we be at ease?
House stand at ease. Under special orders. Committee announcements. We do have some conference committees and stuff waiting to meet, I believe. Committee announcements. Mr. Miller. Mr. Brown.
Sometime this afternoon, I hope, the Free Conference Committee on Rape is going to be meeting, but we've got to check with the Senate conferees. We're waiting on one of the senators now.
Mr. Miller.
If there are no committee announcements, Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.